out of my flower bed by the flagpole and planted the flowers that Jerry had brought me for Mother's Day. Deb and Bruce and Aaron came to lunch. Kathy stopped in, too. Carolyn left for home about 1:30. At night, Kathy and I met Deb and Jill and Estella and Dan and David and Beth at the Thrift Fight place. It was a nice evening. I enjoyed it all so much. Later, I had a bad pain in my side, and I kept putting off. Finally, I called Kathy and said I better go to the emergency room. And they took x-rays and found my hernia was back again. The doctor worked it back in and said I'd have to see Dr. Foreman. And I made an appointment to see him, and he said there was no answer but surgery. But I'd have to go to Dr. Randall and have a test made to make sure I was able to have surgery and so forth. Surgery was set for June 10th, and Kathy came and took me and stayed there with me. I was delayed because there was an emergency in the emergency room, and the doctor was held up. I got back to my room about noon. Kathy stayed until I came back. Bruce and Aaron and Deb came at night. Everything was well. Just hurt me to move. Same as before. I got up twice to walk in the hall and went to the bathroom too. I had the same food, Jell-O and broth and ginger ale. I was to go home Friday. Dick and Jerry came for me. They had to wait because the doctor was in surgery and hadn't signed my discharge paper. We had a nice visit anyway while we were waiting. Dick and Jerry came for me, and we left shortly afternoon. Geraldine got lunch and Dick left. Deb came up a minute, also Chris and Kathy. Gerald called. Jerry stayed there with me, and it was nice. We visited a lot, and Kathy was in a lot. Pat came up to be here when Geraldine left. She got here at 7:30. She drove up all alone in 13 hours and 21 minutes. She was quite proud of herself. Dick and Jerry were going to a conference where Dick had to speak, and he got here about 11 to get Kathy, or Geraldine. Pat got lunch, and Deb came for lunch. I was thinking of what clothes I would want to take to camp. And I thought I'd certainly feel well enough by then to go, because I always went with Carolyn anyway, so she always helped me. And I was making my bed, and my feet caught in the bedding, I guess, or else the electric cord, I don't know which. And I fell, and I couldn't move. I called the ambulance, and x-ray showed I had a crushed hip. Not just broken, but really a bad break. And I decided to have Dr. Collins and Dr. Foreman surgery took a long time, but it was all right, they said. Next day, the twins and Dick came, Deb, Phil, and Elizabeth, and then later Dan came. Evelyn came, too. It took me to PT, but I couldn't make my feet work at first. The alumni banquet was on in Avoca, and it was his 50th year of graduating, and it was Debbie's 25th year. So they were both there together. They had a lot of fun over that. They both came to the hospital to see me. So Bruce and Aaron and Paul and Noel and the twins and Arlene and baby Zoe and Zachary. And a lot of people came out. Juanita came just about every day. She's such a faithful, faithful friend. And I said, I'd have to go to Elmira to the rehab center there. They say that's one of the best ones around, so I was very fortunate. So the Hornell ambulance had to take me. Fremont was tied up. It was very nice at St. Joe's. I just do everything to make you as comfortable as you can be. It's very painful, the PT is, but something you have to go through if you're going to get better. All the family came. Carol and Lloyd came one day. Dick and Jerry came. Kathy came down. Jerry called several times. The ones that couldn't come called. Paul called. Pat called. Carolyn called when she couldn't come. Pat called and said Bob had to have open heart surgery. That was a scary thing. I hated to hear that. Kara were out from Colorado, and they came to see me with their little girl. I was so pleased to see them. I was surprised. They knew it would be a surprise when they came. I developed a blood clot, so I had to go to the other part of the hospital for treatment for that, and that's it took 2 weeks, and I was sorry about that, because all that time I had to lay perfectly still. I couldn't walk. They were talking about me going home now, and where would I go, and who would I stay with, and so forth. About this time, Ingrid, we heard Ingrid had a baby boy, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. His name is Elijah Scott. All went well. Pat called later. She said she and Bob are going down for 2 days. School hadn't started yet. Just teacher's work days so she could take off. I came home the 12th of August, Bruce and Aaron came and got me. They nurses helped pack my things and showed me different steps to how to go down the steps and so forth. We got to Jerry's about 1. A good trip. Jerry had fixed lunch for everybody. I rested in the p.m. and evening. Will, Karen's boy, was there for a while. He's so much fun. I got all dressed with all my paraphernalia, my sticks and things, so that nobody has to help me. I did exercises I had to do every day. And then Bill and I played games, and we watched the Dick Van Dyke Show. Robin came in once in a while, of course, and Houghton. It's easy for her to come. Geraldine and I had nice visits. Dick, of course, is already in South Carolina, where he's going to be teaching that year. Geraldine will join him soon. Kara is having a hard time with her pregnancy. Her mother has to be there with her because she has to stay in bed all the time. I think Geraldine will probably have to go after she gets down to South Carolina a while. I had an appointment with Dr. Collins to see how I was doing. He took x-rays and said that my leg was starting to heal. That really was a shocker. I thought, of course, it must be just about healed now. I was going to leave here from Geraldine's and go. He said that I could come to her house and stay a while, so they got ready to take me. Bruce and Aaron came and got me, and we had a real good trip. Kathy had everything ready. I had a good rest and slept well. Things went well there at Kathy's. She'd get home and do the things that I couldn't do, but I was getting along pretty good myself. I still had to have blood tests taken real often, but they worked it out with the hospital. We had a borrowed wheelchair, and I even went to church. They had a dinner at church, and I had planned just to go to the church service because it was in honor of Dorothy Jones, because she'd done so many things for the church, been treasurer for so many years, and taught so long, and so forth. But the two men carried me down in the wheelchair, and then two other men carried me back up, so I got to go to the dinner. Kathy sat with me and filled my plate. It was a very nice day. Then on September 17th, I was getting my breakfast just like I had been doing right along, and I fell. But I fell real slow to the floor, not a hard crash like I had the other time, so I thought, well, I really didn't hurt myself any. But it pained real, real bad. But I thought it was just like maybe I'd sprained my ankle or something, because that's where the pain was. And I called, Kathy was sleeping, and I didn't want to disturb her. Mrs. Niver had said, any time you need help, be sure and call me. So I called her to come down to help me get up. But she insisted that I go to the hospital, so they called an ambulance, and I went, and my ankle was broken. A big bone and two little ones. I was thoroughly disgusted. How could that be that that little bit of fall? It was a year of hurricanes. There had been one earlier, and now there was one in Puerto Rico. And of course, we all were very concerned because that's where Dick's daughter, Cheryl, lives. But she called and said it was terrible, the hurricane, but it didn't hurt their place, only just it broke windows and like that, but their place was still up, so they had a place to live. I was here at St. James for several days, but then they said I'd have to go to Bath for PT there. And they have a place like Elmira, so they came and they came with the Fremont ambulance this time, and they took me. This is a very nice place too. I went to PT a little in the afternoon and did some. She explained a lot about what I was supposed to do and so forth. Very much like Elmira had been. They were very nice and helpful. I got along good. I gradually got so I could walk more all the time. The kids were so faithful in calling me on the phone or coming to see me. So many people came to see me, Dorothy Jones, and Pastor Ken and his wife, Pastor Pence, and Arlene's mother. There were many people besides just my children coming. I had lots of company. Ward Silsby came, stayed a long time one time. Dick came at the same time, so they had a good visit. We heard that there was a hurricane and Puerto Rico. There have been hurricanes, bad storms all year, but well, of course we were interested because Cheryl was in Puerto Rico. She got word to that they were all right. Their windows were broken, but their house was solid anyway. It didn't get carried away. They said it was awful the way the smaller houses were demolished. I was there about 3 weeks. It was a nice day. The people were so friendly and helpful. And I went, and then Debbie said I could come to her house. And so Bruce came and got me and took me to Debbie's. She had everything ready for me. And Bruce came up mornings and got my breakfast. And stayed a while and talked and did anything I need doing. And like, I had Meals on Wheels for lunch. They brought them, set them right on the table by my bed. I stayed in bed all the time when nobody was there. And then the afternoon or evening when Debbie was around, then I'd get up and go into the living room with where she was or wherever she was. I gradually got so I could walk better. Bruce came up every morning until they left to go to Texas early in November. And after that, I had a lady come in named Wendy Jenner. She was very nice, though. I enjoyed her so much. She had been on a short mission trip to Kenya, and she told me about that. And we knew the same people, so we visited a lot. She was very active in the University Church, so she knew all the people there. It was a pleasant time. She came and got my breakfast and did anything that I needed doing that I couldn't do. Elizabeth's birthday came. They had a party for her. Dan took them on a hayride, and they played games and had eats and had a real good noisy time. I always enjoy kids. They just are so much fun to have around. Bruce called. They got to Texas all right. They were going to Charleston for Thanksgiving time to just see the sights there. Rachel goes to college there, and she had an apartment, so they stayed in her apartment because she was home visiting her folks over Thanksgiving. They made it nice for them. And we had a nice time there at our Debbie's. She had Thanksgiving and the usual things you have that time of year. I had a good time there. I went to the doctor and got my cast off so then I could walk easier than I could. The cast was down over my toes. It was painful to walk, but I could walk good, and I could fold clothes, and I could do some things to help Deb a little bit. She has lots of baskets of clothes to fold, so that's a help to her some. I forgot to mention that I went to Chris and Tom's for Thanksgiving. They were having the Paulings over, and Jumbo and his wife were there. That was real nice. I enjoyed visiting with them and seeing Kim and seeing Chris's house and the babies growing up and walking around and getting into things just like babies always do. I could help Deb a little more now. I wrapped quite a few of her Christmas gifts for her and folded clothes as usual and sorted things that she needed sorted. So different little odd jobs like that I could do. On the 17th of December, we had our first snowstorm. There had been, roads were dry right up till then. The weather had been cold, but no snow. I went and got my glasses. had my eyes tested before and got my glasses, and we went and did shopping at Aldi's. David and Beth were home for Christmas, and they came over and spent a little time over to Deb's. So nice to see them. I was so pleased they came on my 88th birthday. They took me, Deb and Phil took me out to eat, but when we got there, Dick and Jerry and Kate and Gerald and Jessica, her daughter, David and Beth were all there, and Dan came as soon as he got through work. So nice, the kids are so good to me. I just keep thinking how blessed I am. Bruce wired up roses, and they were on the table. Kate gave me a big box of stationery. Dick and Jerry a subscription to the Reader's Digest in big print. So I had a very nice birthday. We had the Christmas get-together at Debbie's, same as we've been doing for the last 2 years. I had a good meal. I peeled the potatoes for the scalloped potatoes. Usually I made the dish, but this year I could just help with it. There were 39 here to the dinner. Isaac called. Brock was here too. They played Rook at night. Robin always enjoys that, and Matt and Stella too. I had to keep having blood tests all this fall because of the blood clot I had. I was on Coumadin, and they had to test my blood all over to make sure that it was at the right dosage. So when they took me down for my blood test, it was real cold, but we got along fine. Lucy and Paul came up and to give me a perm. I wanted a perm before I went south. And they came, and Juanita and Mary came also. They're such faithful people to call. This has been an unusual year, but it's a time when I've had a chance to really count my blessings and realize what a wonderful family I have. There wasn't any New Year's Eve party that we were going to, so we went to bed fairly early. New Year's Day, we slept a little later than usual. Deb didn't have to work. I sorted the clothes that hadn't been packed in the suitcase and put them in a bag to take down with me to Pat's. Bruce called and wished me Happy New Year. They had a New Year's party in their church down where he was. I started reading the Bible through again. I had a program where you could read so many chapters each day and be through by the end of the year, so I started that. I was to go back down south with Dick and Jerry, and they said they'd be here at 10 to pick me up, and they were right on time. The weather forecast said it was going to rain and freeze on, so Dick was in a hurry to get started and get as far as he could before that started. We got just north of Richmond, Virginia, and stopped at a motel there, but the roads and the sidewalk were just a glare of ice. It had just started freezing on, so they hadn't put any salt on it or anything. We had quite a time getting in, both of them, one on each side of me, and it was just like glass to walk on, but we got in there all right. During the night it rained, and so the snow ice was all gone when we left in the morning. The next day we left about 8 o'clock and had a good trip down. Got to Pat about 4 in the afternoon. It's always enjoyable to be with Dick and Jerry. Pat has to leave school at 7, so in the morning, so she got my breakfast always before she went. I had a girl come in to help do the things that I couldn't do and get lunch and so forth. Her name was Sarah Hughes. I enjoyed her. She was here all the while I was here. We got a system worked out so that every morning I could have my breakfast and Pat could help me dress my feet. I couldn't manage that yet before she went to work at 7, but it worked out good. We got along fine. Pat had to go to a teacher's meeting at night to meet the new student teacher. She was different this year. It was going to be she was a paraplegic, and she had a dog that came with her to open her doors and pull her along the hall. And Pat was sort of dreading that because she thought the children would be crazy to play with a dog, and that rules were that they were not to touch the dog. It was a real friendly dog, it turned out to be. But they wanted him trained to just take care of the woman. They didn't want him to be playing with children like that while he was there. So they were real good. They had been instructed and told that they were not to touch the dog, and they didn't even try to. They were real good about it. Carolyn and Pat wrote faithfully about the things going on in their part of the world, and Bruce called a lot, and Dick and Jerry called and came up quite often. So it was nice being here with my family, all keeping in touch with me. Church was nice as usual. Everybody's so friendly down here. Act like I'm a long-lost relative. I always enjoy the Sunday school so much. Mrs. Bell is still the teacher, and she's so very good. Ingrid came up and brought Elijah, a cute little guy. He's rolling around the floor. He hadn't started to creep yet. But he managed to get where he wanted to go real fast and easily. I could help with some of the work, like I folded clothes and put them in piles according to who they belong to. I peeled potatoes, and I could clean a little in the bathroom. A few things helps Pat some. Carolyn's letters kept us up on how Brianna was doing with her surgery. Poor little girl, so many of them, but she was doing fine.
Pat and Bob went to visit Rachel in her apartment early in February. They took wood because she had a fireplace and she wanted a party and she wanted to have a fire while the party was there. They took ostrich steaks too. Dick and Jerry came up and stayed while they were gone, so that was nice. Geraldine always brings food with her. Enjoyed that. He went out to eat at Ryan's for supper Saturday night, and Sunday they all went to church. I went to my regular class, and Geraldine, too, went with me. And Dick asked around and found out what class he was supposed to go to. He rested in the PM, Pat. And Bob got home, and then later Pat had to meet someone to show him the trailer, and Dick and Jerry left about 5. Gerald called that they were coming down to get the things out of the trailer because they had finally sold it. Pat had made so many trips down there to show it to people, but now somebody is really buying it, so they had to get the furniture out of it. Stephen and Ingrid were going away for Valentine's Day, and Pat was going to watch Elijah. So they left for their bed and breakfast in Nashville Right after church, and Kate and Jerry got here at supper time. We played Mexican train dominoes at night, and that was the first time they've ever played it, so they had fun. They've been having Bible studies in the evening this year, so Pat and I both went together. She was in a different class than I was, but we could both go together, and I enjoyed that so much. The whole East Coast of the United States was very cold this year in February. Carolyn wrote it was 0 a lot of the time up there, and the snow was so deep that they hadn't been able to get their car out. And Lloyd shoveled and shoveled and shoveled, and he still couldn't. They only had a little path to get to the road. It was so deep that the pile got so high that he had to shovel on. It was hard. Carolyn had enjoyed being shut in because she found it a challenge to get all the meals with what they already had on hand. It was a good thing that they didn't have Dale and Frank there anymore. We had a little snow, and there'd be delay in the school opening in the morning until the snow was gone, but no, not very much. Kids were all disappointed there wasn't enough to make a snowman. March came in like a lamb, only there was some wind, but it wasn't snowing or cold especially. It was a nice day, on the first day of March. And we had the usual spring goings on at church, and we played games nights quite a lot. Doug had a job up in Asheville, North Carolina now, and we had been wanting to have him come down and see us sometime. So they set a day, the 21st of March, where Steve and Ingrid came up, Rachel was here, and Bob, or Scott and Penny came, and Dick and Jerry came over, and we had a picnic. She set up 2 days, tables, and we invited Doug down, so he came. It was nice. He hadn't seen the kids, and some of them, in quite a while. Dan had 2 weeks off, so he had planned to come down and visit a while, so he made a special effort to get here. So he was here for the picnic, too. It was really nice. Dan left to go home the last of March. He visited a lot of different people, stopped and saw Bob Evans and Sue, Bob and Sue Evans in Washington, and visited a boy at a college on the way home that he knew. So he had a real good time while he was here. Easter was early in April this year. They had beautiful services at the church with a lot of extra music. It was all very nice. I enjoyed it all. I got packed to go to Dick's on Monday after Easter, and Pat and Bob took me over and they stayed for supper. And I enjoyed my stay there at Dick's. Dick and I played games a lot. We worked the cryptogram every day in the paper. I always tried to get it done before he got home. He was always better at it than I was, though. Geraldine went to a Wesleyan women's retreat while I was there, so Dick and I bashed it alone there for a few days, but Geraldine left food enough for an army, so all I had to do was warm up stuff, and it was really nice. He took me all around the streets in Central and over by Clemson University. They're great on flowers this time of year down here in South Carolina, because that's the only time they can have them very much. The rest of the year is too hot and dry, but spring is beautiful here. Azaleas are all over, and all kind of flowers and flowering trees are used a great deal for decoration. So he took me all around the streets there, around the university, and that was nice. I enjoyed that. The middle of April, Pat came down and got me at Dick's and Jerry's, and we went to Ingrid's. Bob was away to the wilds at a men's retreat, so we stayed at Ingrid's all night. And the next day they went shopping and antique stores to look at things. They didn't buy anything, but they had fun. And then we came home Saturday night. We had a real good time at Ingrid's and enjoyed Elijah. He's just getting so he creeps around and pulls himself up, but he doesn't walk yet. Bruce and Aaron were on their way home, and they stayed 2 or 3 days. That was nice. I enjoyed having them here. My brother Joyce's daughter lives near Charleston, and they have a cottage on a lake, and they invited us all over there for a picnic, and they wanted Pat and Bob and Bruce and Aaron and Dick and Jerry and I to come, but Pat and Bruce had other plans, and Bruce and Aaron didn't want to go, so just Dick and Jerry and I went. We had a very nice time. They have a long, long flight of stairs down to the lake from their cottage. It's on the bank and overlooks the lake. And there's a long flight of stairs, and the two men, Joyce's husband and Dick, got me down those steps in my wheelchair, and we went on the boat for a ride all a long time, all up and down. Really, it's a river that they live on, not a lake, and it's real wide. I don't know the name of it. And that we went a long ways down and turned and come back, and it was probably a couple hours on the boat. It was a real nice time. It was a real hot day. Glad I had a hat on. They gave me a hat to wear. It was real hot, no, but I enjoyed it a great deal. In May, we went down to Ingrid and Steve's again to be there for Elijah's dedication. That's such a great big church. There were going to be 30 babies dedicated the same day. They just came along, the pastor did, to each child and said his name and prayed for each child individually. It was very nice, but it took a long time. The church service was at 10 o'clock, and we all went together, but the ones with babies had to go ahead and get instructions for how to come in and so forth. So they...